Everybody, what's going on? Happy Freaky Friday to you. Bay Ragney here, Total Driven Radio Rocks. And we have exclusive, special, preview, well, we'll say interview, not preview, because the music's not available yet. It is, but it isn't. So let me explain. So, got to talk to Chris Clements, which you might know from a band maybe like Adelita's Way, and his one of his partners in crime, Mr. Chad Cherry, and they had the band called Bad Blood. LA Rockers, getting ready to release their debut album, single, video, everything, all at one shot on July 26th. That is 2 weeks from today, actually. So I hope you're ready for Bad Blood Day. It's going to be a national holiday. And I'm sure you, me, the band, and everybody will be celebrating Bad Blood Day. So, so I got to talk to Chris and Chad. And we talked all about the music, the Bad Blood Day. This app they're involved in which you can kind of like buy into the band somewhat, and you're going to learn more about it, but you got to listen to the interview, and it's called Vexed, V-E-X-T. You can get it, on all your app stores on your phone and check it out, and they explain how it works, and a lot of huge musical artists are getting involved in this, and it allows the fans to become part of the whole process and part kind of almost pretty much part of the band. You're like investing in it. So it's a really cool thing. So we had a great conversation. The only bad part is they're not officially releasing the single until Bad Blood Day, July 26th, the same day the album comes out. It's all coming out one shot. So I can't play the single. But if you want to hear the single, you can go on their Facebook page. They have like a little, it's like 7 minutes long, like documentary type video, behind the scenes type video about the band. You can learn about the band. You learn about each member of the band, as well as it ends with the first official video. So it's all mixed into one. And it's called The Drug That I Need. It's killer, killer freaking tune. I'm sure you'll love it. I love it. And I'm positive you will too. Trust me on that. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Here they are. This is Bad Blood, Chris and Chad.
Hello?
Yo!
Hey, what's going on, man? Here, let me just get Chad.
Sounds good.
Hey, Bay, I got Chad on the line.
Chad, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. Doing nothing. Wonderful California sunshine.
So, you know, it's kind of good that we got you both on here because, you know, as I go through and do my, Google searches and investigating on the guys I'm going to interview, I find out, Chris, that you're also a tattoo artist, and it seems like you like to tattoo Chad a lot.
Yeah, I put Chad through some pain. Actually, you know, I've always been an artist and doing a lot of paintings and stuff, and I started doing this recently, and Chad was cool enough to give me his arms.
I'm Chris's guinea pig.
My billboard.
It's funny
billboard. That's me.
It's funny because my best friend who I grew up with since, we were 5 years old, and I'm an old man. I'm 49 now. And so is he. And we've been through everything together, life, lived together, music, played in bands together. And he's now a tattoo artist. And I've become like his guinea pig. So I always like, and his brother, who was also in our band, he's also a tattoo artist and owns a tattoo shop now. So it's kind of wild.
Well, music and tattoos kind of go hand in hand, you know?
Absolutely.
You know what, too? And it's such, and I was going to say this, too, it's an amazing way to self-promote not only you as a tattoo artist, but your music as well.
Yeah, I think so. Sure. It's like a part of what we, like our team, you know? We trust Chris enough to scar me for life physically. I'll trust them to scar me for life mentally too.
That goes even deeper than the scars on the skin.
Yeah, we got a good thing going, man. It's like, you know, we make music, we do the art. Chad makes really cool clothes, so it's like all together.
Cool.
It's just like everything we need for the band. It's kind of all in house.
Yeah, how
and
did
it,
you guys?
It's fun. The best part about it is just the creative process. Everything that we do is just we're creating new things that don't exist, basically, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
Right. Now, how'd you guys get together?
By accident, right? It's kind of a long story, but
yeah, we we got together to work on some songs for doing some, you know, kind of music licensing stuff, and then just kind of from there we realized, like, you know, we could actually turn this into a real band. You know, the sound that we created was just, you know, right off the bat, I think, you know, definitely one of the best bands I've ever been a part of, and super catchy, and it was just the vibe was there, you know?
Yeah, we were all pretty much on the same page right when we started doing this. And after we started to do a handful of songs, and we didn't want to stop. We just had this, like, great creative flow, and it's kind of easy. That's the whole thing. We don't really have to think that hard, and we just do it. And from the gate, you know, it seemed like we just gelled really fast, and it was just easy.
That's cool. And that was the thing too. I was gonna say, like, I saw you guys, like you said, you got together for, like, licensing music and stuff. You guys done, like, stuff for commercials and video games and stuff like that, where I think to myself, like, that's probably a lot better, you know, in this state of the music business today, financially, for you guys. And then to want to turn around and make it a real thing, like, I think that, I mean, this is my opinion now, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's kind of like the fact that, like you said, it worked and it gelled, and I think the fact of wanting to play that music live and get out there in front of the crowds, is that, like, a big part of it too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, the music, you know, like Chad was saying, it's just, like, it's pretty effortless for us on that part, and then, you know, for us, you know, we've all toured and been playing shows our whole life. We're like, well, hey, we might as well play these songs live too.
And it's right. Interesting because normally it takes a while to get a groove, to try to find your sound, or, you know, just figure out what you're doing. And I believe the first stuff that we did is so strong, and I can only imagine what it's going to be like even further down the road, because usually you get better after doing the stuff. And I think the material that we initially first started working on was just so good, like, just really, really good. So we're like, all right, well, let's just keep this going, because let's drive this car until the wheels fall off, because there's something there. Absolutely.
Now, was it the four U's from Jump Street?
Say that again?
Was it the four of you guys from Jump Street, or was there other people in the band, you know, when you first put it together? Or?
No, it was the four of us from the beginning. I had known Chris Iorio previously because we were in Adelita's Way together. And, you know, Chaz from Las Vegas, and he has another band, The Claws. And Kenny, I've known for over 10 years, and it was just kind of like all the best guys that I know possible making music together.
That's awesome. That is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
So now the album, I'm guessing it's all done and ready to go.
Yeah, it's all done. It's going to be released on the 26th.
Now, how long have you guys been sitting on this right now? I mean, how long has it been completed for?
Well, we started working together on it, what would you say, Chad, about a year ago?
Probably a little over a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, by the time everything got written and recorded and mixed, it's pretty much ready to go now. We haven't been sitting on it too long.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was going to say is like the anticipation killing you to get it out there.
Oh, for sure. And we don't want to hold out on you guys, you know. Once it's done, we want to release it and have everyone get to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to hear the feedback so far on it, and everything's been completely positive. And it's just a really good sign, and it goes to show that, you know, a lot of hard work and, well, of course, like, a lot of, like, great songwriting and talent. I mean, all these guys are absolute pros, and, you know, like, again, you know, being so professional, it gets back to everything is like pretty easy, which makes it just a great environment to be around. It's really, really fun, and it makes you want to keep doing it. After we were done recording all these songs, we were ready to record another record. we're still on fire, you know. We want to create and keep doing this before the first release was initially out. So I think that's a great sign of really, really sweet things to come.
Definitely.
Still, so I guess like you guys never even like considered like maybe just doing an EP or throwing some singles out there. It was like the music just flowed. So it was like, all right, we're doing 10 song full length album.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I think there was just so many great ideas that an EP just wouldn't cut it. There's more. There's just more to it than just 20 minutes worth of music.
Yeah, what would you say, Chad? We even have like a whole other half a record already written and ready to go. Then I'm excited.
Absolutely.
About. We haven't even got the first one out yet.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And for this one, we're actually doing something pretty different and exciting for the release. We teamed up with this new music app called Vest, and what it's going to allow everyone to do is own the songs just like the band. So every time it's streamed or downloaded or licensed in something, everyone who owns a part of it through Vest will get to share in their royalties just like we do. And it's kind of a win-win for everybody, because the more our fans promote us and listen to the song and or get their, you know, friends and family excited about it, the more money they're going to make off of it, and also, you know, propel the band as well. So it's a really kind of exciting time for the music industry. It's something that I've never seen done before.
No, it's all about the future with Bad Blood. It's really interesting. I've never even heard of anything like this, and now we're a part of something that's completely brand new with all this, like, great, like, brand new material. And it's extremely exciting to see where this is going to go, and I think all of us have such a positive outlook on everything and all of this. And you know, when you have fans that are pretty much, you know, I wouldn't even know how to describe that. It's like your fans are so connected to you and your music that they're actually like going to financially benefit from it too. That's the future right there.
Yeah, this whole thing is really interesting to me. Like, so I'm guessing, like, so people are, they can invest their money into the band, the music. So then, that, I mean, in the long run, that's taking money away from you guys, though, right?
No, not necessarily, because how it works is that, without getting too complicated on it, there's, you know, songwriters get royalties off of, you know, every time a song is played or purchased or licensed or what have you.
Right.
So everyone that buys in on it will have a small or large ownership percentage of the song. We're going to be putting up 10% of our record. So the band's retaining 90% of the record, but fans can buy in on 10% of the record, and they'll be able to profit off that 10%, and they can put in as much or as little as they like for that 10%. If you want to throw in a dollar, awesome. You probably won't make too much, but you know, if you invest a little bit more than that, you know, $10, $20, $30, yeah, you might, you know, make $100 by the end of the year, something like that.
It's literally sounds like almost like a stock market for music.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Absolutely.
That's
pretty
wild.
And I don't know if you've seen lately, there's been all these articles, you know, on the BBC and other publications, but a lot of companies now they're talking about how songwriters are almost kind of like investing in gold, because over time, you know, these companies are buying up millions and millions and millions of dollars of rights, because the catalogs just become so valuable from all the licenses and the plays. So it's a really interesting way that, you know, fans can own a piece of these rights and be even more connected with the band and a part of the whole movement, rather than just listening and watching. You know, it's they're part of it.
And I think something too that you brought up about it was, I think it's a great way, you know, with people investing money into it, they're going to promote it, and it's a great promotional tool.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, you know, if you, you know, people don't really buy music anymore. We're not selling the song. We're selling ownership. So
right.
You could, you know, buy a song on iTunes and you could listen to it as much as you want. That's cool. But if you invest in it on Vest, you own a part of it. And every time you listen to it, you're getting paid for it. It's like, who doesn't want to get paid to listen to their favorite band?
And
yeah, right.
Pretty incredible.
That's wild. Yeah, I didn't hear nothing about this until, like I said, like I started researching you guys. I'm like, this is really interesting.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of big artists are jumping on board now. I mean, Jay-Z's up on the app. Beyonce is on the app. Drake has a song on the app. Cardi B's got a song on the app. It's not just us or, you know, we're kind of leading the rock front on it as, you know, one of the first bands doing this. But, you know, the music industry is wise to it. Like, all these artists are seeing, oh, wow, I can connect and have this bond with my fans even more, and they'll
right.
have a piece of this. It's really the new way.
It's cool. That's really cool. I got to look more into this. I'm super into this. I got to check this out.
Absolutely.
So now,
yeah, you can get the app right on your iPhone or on Google Play.
Cool. I'm going to be downloading
way
it
in the future.
So now, have you guys actually played any live shows?
Our first one together is going to be on our first public one is going to be on the 26th, our record release.
Holy cow!
Yeah. Coming up,
right around the corner.
We're very excited about that as well. You know, being in the studio pretty much for like the last year, doing all this stuff and listening to it, and all of us are like pretty decent, and like we have like a somewhat respectable crowd that enjoys everything that we do, and you know we got Chris Arrio, who's like this absolute wizard on guitar. Kenny, you know, he's like pretty much like the Led Zeppelin of any band that I've ever been in. You know, he just smashes drums. And Chris is like, he's like destroying bass cables, you know, when we're in the studio. So we're fired up to actually like get this going live and start playing around like LA and seeing how it's going to go and which songs are going to be like fan favorites and whatnot. So, I mean, it's pretty much a no-brainer that it is going to be a pretty fantastic live show. And on top of that, you know, it's not anything where it's just going to be us. We're going to try to tart up the scenery a little bit and make it just an entertaining show. And we're going to learn as we go on that. But I know for a fact that it's going to be firing on all cylinders. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, anyone that's, you know, followed our last projects, you know, Adelita's Way or the Las Vegas or Rapscallions, you know, they kind of know us from those groups. So now it's kind of took, you know, a part of each of those bands and brought them together for just one super group, powerful band. And I think everyone's going to love it.
I'll tell you what, the single... Drug That I Need. I am truly loving it. After the first play, I was like, I'm in. I'm sucked in. You got me.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, Chad's an amazing talent. You know, he brings that song to life, and you know, the whole team. It's just like the pieces of the puzzle were, you know, hand picked from all these different bands and put together to make this. And I think the result, it's hopefully speaking for itself, and people will dig the single.
Oh, absolutely! I know they will. there's no doubt.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's great, man. Well, thank you.
When's the single going to be like officially available for everybody to hear?
On the 26th, it'll be everywhere. The whole record will be out the 26th.
All one shot. Nice.
But you'll be able to buy in on Drug That I Need. That's the first song that's going up on Vest on the 26th. So everyone should definitely download the app, have it ready to go. We're also going to be doing something, too. We're going to be announcing in a few days, but I guess I'll kind of announce it now. You know, we're doing a big release party. We're having it at the Gibson Showroom in West Hollywood. It's going to be a red carpet event. The band's going to perform live, and we're going to be giving away two tickets to attend the party, meet and greet with the band, and take pictures with us on the red carpet for downloading Vest. And it'll have a button in there where you can sign up for a chance to win. So a couple fans will get to come kick it with us on the 26th.
Holy cow.
I mean, I think it's such a fun way to interact with fans. And as this, like, goes on, and old fans will just be with us the whole time, which will create new fans, which will just, like, stoke the fires for us to want to create more and do more. And honestly, I think that Drug That I Need is a super, super strong song, but wait till you hear the rest of the record. Do you think that song's great? You got to hear the whole record. And it's, like I said, it's firing on all cylinders.
Sure.
Now, who is that drug that you need? Anybody special?
That drug could be anyone you want it to be. It could be a girl, a guy. It could be music. It could be literal drugs. It's kind of whatever you listen to and what it means to you.
Nice. So now it truly sounds like July 26th is going to be like the National Bad Blood Holiday.
We could all put that in our calendar. I'm down with that.
I like that idea.
Bad Blood Day.
There you go.
I'm going to pencil that in right now.
who do we
need to call for that?
I don't know. I'm thinking all sorts of, like, good stuff and parties and, you know, celebrations. Why not? Hey, that's a great excuse to party in the name of rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Don't have to twist my arm for that.
Nah. I'm in. See, so now I have to go. I got to go on Vex and enter so I can come out there to do this red carpet thing and enjoy the show with you guys.
Absolutely. Come hang with us. Come see the band for their first ever live performance. It's going to be fun, man. And we're going to have an open bar, too, so everyone's going to have a real good time.
Holy cow. Yeah. Twist my arm a little more. Why don't you guys? Rock and roll and open bar.
You definitely
bar.
Know how to have party. No one's going to argue with us on that.
No. Well, I think we're pros at that, too.
So where should we send everybody to learn more about the band, be ready for Bad Blood Day, and everything else that's about to happen in the next few weeks?
For now, you guys can go to our social media. We're up on Facebook and Instagram. Both of them are Bad Blood Band Official. Our official website is going to be up in about a week, and that's going to be announced on our social media. So for now, just follow us at Bad Blood Band Official, and you can see all the updates and cool things happening there.
Cool. And there's a cool video on there. It's down on YouTube as well, and it's on the Facebook page, a little documentary about you guys, and it has the video for this first single, Drug That I Need.
Yeah, it's you know, us behind the scenes talking about the band in the studio. You can see us recording and performing the first single at the end.
Very, very cool. Exciting. I'm excited, guys.
Oh, thank you, man.
So are we. It's a brand new thing. To be coming out with, like, this all together in the summer of 2019, I mean, what a great way to just kick it off. And we're ready to just kind of show everybody what we've been up to. And I'm, like I said, the response that we've had from everybody has just been so positive. It's almost overwhelming. It's just a really good feeling.
That's awesome. Now, do you guys have any possible tour plans lined up, or?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be announcing all that after the record release. Some festivals, some one-off shows. We're talking with a few different bands right now about doing some stuff together. So, yeah, all that will be up on our social media and our website once that's out.
Cool. Very, very cool. Well, guys, this was great talking to both of you, man. I'm excited for you, and I can't wait for Bad Blood Day.
That was cute, man. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely,
yeah,
man.
Thanks so much, man.
Take care, guys. Good luck with everything, and I'm expecting to hear a lot more Bad Blood all over the place very soon.
Awesome.
Right.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Take care, man.
Cheers.
Bye.
Everybody, welcome back. Total Drum Radio Rocks, Bay Ragney here. And there they are, Chris Clements, Chad Cherry, Bad Blood. Check them out. Go on their Facebook page, Instagram, everywhere. Get ready for the big holiday known as Bad Blood Day, July 26th, 2 weeks from today. Everything will be available. Everything will be up live and ready to roll and ready for you to crank it up and turn it up loud. So, make sure you do that. Give them a follow, give them a like, give them a love. Tell them you're totally driven. And make sure you do the same for us. Look for us all over the world of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can look for Totally Driven Radio, Totally Driven Entertainment, or myself, Bay Ragney. Give us a like, love, follow, and it'd be much appreciated. And, you know, before I do end up going, I have to, like, just give you this little word of advice, and I really hope you do it. Stay driven. See everybody.